You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Weddings, those joyous occasions that tend to bring out the best, and sometimes the worst, in people. That's what you'll find at the Paw Paw Village Players production of Wedding Secrets. I talked with the playwright, Joe Starzik, about the comedy. Here's his short summary.
There's a young couple who met and had a whirlwind romance, and their families are gathering together for what they believe is an engagement party. But what they don't know is that the couple ran off to Vegas and got married already. Neither family has met, and neither family has met the respective spouses.
Out of the blue, you announce that you're going to supposedly marry some girl that you've known for about 12 days.
10 weeks.
And she's been so important during those 6 hours.
10 weeks.
That you never even mentioned her to me.
So as they all come together for the first time, it's not just the couple that has secrets. The groom's parents have some issues, which the groom's father is heavily in debt. His business is failing. His wife is unaware of that. So consequently, he's having certain performance issues. His wife is going through menopause, and she thinks that's the cause of her husband's lack of interest. The bride's parents are secretly getting divorced, though they believe their children know nothing about it.
I just noticed you weren't wearing your wedding ring.
Oh, well, it's just that I've been getting a rash on this finger. I think moisture gets under it when I'm doing the dishes. Sometimes I just need to air it out. There we go. You notice in a matter of minutes. Your father never notices men. Can't live with them, can't legally poison them and hide their bodies in a dumpster.
And the bride. Younger sister, who comes along for the ride, winds up falling in love with the kindly but dumb boy next door, mostly just to annoy her mother.
Jake, I would trust him with my own daughter.
Your own daughter is a grown man.
Jake is a fine boy.
Really? I'm fine. I'm just fine. I am fine. Taste me.
What?
I said I'm fine. Trust me.
And then there's for the bride-to-be's aunt, who is best described as a serial dater, and the groom's uncle who lives in the basement, who is the sort of the Greek chorus for the whole play. And I won't give you any hints about his personality or personalities so as not to disclose too much.
So I know that you started writing this play as a theater project with your youngest daughter. How old was she at the time, and why tackle this subject of weddings?
She was probably, about 15, and just sort of heavily embroiled in her I'm going to make your life hell phase. I thought it'd be a great bonding experience, and I knew the only way I would feel like doing something would be if I wrote it. I wrote a part for her. I wrote a part for her good friend Jake, and we wound up actually producing it ourselves as a fundraiser for our local ARC, and my wife directed, and we raised about $12,000 in a weekend.
What do you think that people who are planning a wedding can get out of this play?
I don't know that you'll get anything specific other than maybe a chance for people to step back and look at what's going on and say, we really need to just sort of cool down, take a step back, and realize what the event is really about.
That was award-winning playwright Joe Starzik. You can see the Paw Paw Village Players production of Starzik's play, Wedding Secrets, this Friday, followed by a Q&A with the playwright. There's a link to showtimes on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.